and they can't stand the water. You ain't supposed to see them too close. But that wool sells high. That's right. They get to make full coats, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nick, we were talking about the buyer down here. Something that's smaller than a buyer would be a...
Well, I tell you, we call that small thing, we call it a bar pit, and we call it a gully.
Oh, what's a gully?
That's the thing, something that washes out from big flood rain.
Oh, I see.
Call that a gully. Sometimes you know, you got some land on the side of these bars, you see, and these big rain come, and they wash a gully right on the out edge of your field that's going down the hill to the bar. Call that a gully. That's a washout. Got so many different names to this stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
When you got a spring somewhere, what would flow from that?
Well, water. I done seen the spring though on the river bank. That water just springs up, you know, and it'd be cold in the summertime. Okay, I had to be at water cold. But now you can't drink too much of it when the sap's up, because it makes you sick. We used to be cutting puff wood.
Make you sick where?
From drinking that spring water. Or you know, that water, it stays cold. It be in the woods. A certain place in the woods, you know, and you can drink it now, but you know, you can't have too much of it.
How would it make you sick?
It would tap your bowels. Make your bowels move too much.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. But we drink it, you know, and it's cold in the summertime. Okay, care how it is, that water's cold. And we drank so much at one time till we all got sick on the job and had our bowels running over. So we did. And we come home that evening, and our boss man had to stop and let us off the truck, you know, for us to be excused. Had our bowels too up. But it's good water, though, but you can't drink too much of it. It's okay. Just can't do it.
Well, I'll see. What kind of land you got around here?
Well, we got some of it buckshot, some of it loom, some of it sandy. It's different type. Now this place here, now I got buckshot on this end, and on the side over yonder next to the barn, I got the light sand over there. But it's about different types of it, you know. It's buckshot and sand and loom, we call it.
Yeah. Yeah, that buckshot, that's real thick ground.
That's right. Real thick.
You got a gumbo type?
That's right, gumbo. Sometimes you go out there and it's muddy and stick on your, you know, on your feet, you know.
Yeah.
I call it gumbo. That's right. But it makes a good crop out of that. That buckshot will make longer than the sand. Now buckshot will make up to the straw, but sand won't do it.
Yeah, that land is very, you say buckshot is very, what kind of land? Fertile.
Buckshot is real black.
Fertile?
That's right. It's good land though, but it'll dry out quick. It won't hold moisture too long.
Yeah.